With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled A Great Mission, Saving the Planet, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, on November 26, 2008.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I have some good feedback for you about our program. Not so long ago, with your inspiration, we started to have more opera programs, as you know, sharing the classical art of music with the world. In Hong Kong, the Tin Ma Music and Opera Association allowed us to film their opera performance, which we aired, and they were very impressed, and they were happy that all the world could have a chance to know about the Chinese opera. And they also said they wanted to thank you especially for promoting these beautiful arts with the world. So thank you, Master.
Now you're welcome. You guys everywhere now. Omnipresent.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I have good news to share about vegetarian communities around the world. This is about three institutions. The first one is a community in Israel. It's founded by the African Hebrew Israelites over 40 years ago. In this community, they are mostly raw organic vegans. Over the past 40 years, there have been over 1,000 babies born who have never eaten meat. And
wow.
They virtually don't know the concept of death and disease because they've never seen any of their peers die. And this community is also based on sustainable living. They practice agriculture and green living. And they're also introducing this way of living and diet to six other African ministries of health. The founder who we interviewed said that when they introduced this to a village that had high infant mortality rates, after the village adopted it, no babies have died since then. And also in their village, over 20 to 25 years, there's been no cases of malaria. And in addition, they said that when they introduced people to the vegan diet, it transformed their character and they became different people. And the founder said it was because they no longer had this hatred and this negativity in their body from the meat. And the founder himself grew up in an urban area in America. And it just reminded me so much of what you said, that when the world goes vegetarian, there's going to be an Eden on Earth.
Mm.
And the next two institutions of vegetarians are two universities in America, one of which is very close to us. It's called the Loma Linda University. It was founded by the Seventh-day Adventists. And the entire university practices vegetarian ideals. The cafeterias, even the hospitals that service citizens outside of the school are all vegetarian. And another school is Maharishi University of Management. And what's unique about this school is they practice conscious-based learning. In order to be a student, you have to take a class on meditation. And they feel that meditation helps you learn better, helps you to develop your character, helps you to develop the light within so that you can understand all the living beings in the world and develop yourself individually. In addition, this school also has a farm where they grow organic fruits and vegetables that help to feed the school. And they have unique courses like sustainable living that teaches you how to use renewable energy, how to have a green economy. And in addition, there's a smaller school that's connected to this university. It's from kindergarten to 12th grade. And in this school, it's open enrollment. Any students can attend. But they are also vegetarian. The students consistently score in the top 1% of all national standardized tests. It kind of goes back to saying that people with higher IQs choose to be vegetarians. And that's all, Master. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for the story. This school exists long time already.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Dạ, kính chào sư phụ. Con xin cảm ơn sư phụ cho con đặc ân được ở đây mỗi ngày ở đây như là thiên đàng đối với con vậy. Con rất là hạnh phúc.
It's true?
Dạ, cảm ơn sư phụ. Dạ.
Ah. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Dạ, thank you, sư phụ.
Enjoy. I'm glad you like.
Yeah.
Thanks for the work you do.
Yeah, con cảm ơn sư phụ.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
We'd like to share some stories from our restaurant, One World Vegetarian. We have dishwasher Ivan. He was brought up in Mexico, and he lived on a farm. And he saw a lot of cruelty to animals, but it didn't click to him. And now that he's working at One World, he was watching Supreme Master Television. He stopped animal cruelty, and he saw a teardrop in the cow's eye, and ever since then he stopped eating beef. So we're really glad about that.
Wow.
Thank you, Master.
I'm glad too. The cows are glad too.
Another story is one of our kitchen staff, Maria. She's been working there for a few years. And in the beginning, she really enjoyed listening to Master's Buddha chantings. And now since Supreme Master TV has started, she's been vegetarian for about 2 years now.
Wow.
And then we have a few servers in front that, since starting to work at One World, were vegetarian and have gone vegan. And we have one server, Carla. She was not even vegetarian, and now she's gone vegetarian, and she's also started the convenient method. So thank you so much, Master, for all your loving grace.
Thank God for that.
Thank you. And while working here, we have seen a lot of our customers go to a plant-based diet and change, and they're more accepting to vegetarian. And we just want to thank you so, so much for all your love and your blessing that you give us. And we thank you and the animals thank. And we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything you do. Thank you, Master.
I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased to hear all that. You guys have been very diligent and working hard at it. God will bless you so much.
Thank you, Master.
Master, with your permission, we'll go into the questions.
Ah, yes.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How many vegetarians are in the world now, so far?
Oh, I forgot to count. But we need 300 million more vegans in order to meet the critical mass deadline. Try to make it with all the programs and all the flyers and whatever we can do. Because we can't continue prolonging the period of what I call a tipping point, yeah? There are certain timing that we have to meet. And I hope we can make it, you know?
And when is the tipping point now?
It can be any time now.
Thank you, Master.
All right, you're welcome. Be prayerful, okay?
Hi, Master.
Hi.
The question is, how much contribution to the time extension is from becoming vegetarian?
Their contributions for the extension of the tipping points is 2 years. That from all the human race. Their contribution is like that. I wish I could extend it forever, but there is a limit to the grace of the universe, yeah? Because if we continue to extend the grace, then the human will not wake up, and they will kill each other again, and animal again, then it's not a very good thing also, yeah?
Yeah, thank you, Master.
But we all do what we can, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Hello.
I have a question about the Himalayas. Scientists in India predicted that by 2035, all the glaciers in the Himalayas would have melted. And, of course, the global warming is accelerating the melting. And this can cause floods and droughts for the people. And the Master was in Himalayas about 20 plus years ago. And so Master can see the difference between before and what is the conditions now. Can Master please share her thoughts about the status of the Himalayas today and your concerns? Thank you, Master.
You know, we can still change that. But actually, the glacier is already melting, you know, beyond the ordinary degree. Yeah? Usually, they did not melt so much at this time of the year or at all, but now they melted a lot, more than usual already, as you have reported. You might have seen on reports, you know, through the scientists and research and all that, and it's been proven already that it's melting faster than we have expected and that we have imagined. So, well, I can only pray, you know, many are concerned, but little is done to avert this tragedy. And I cannot imagine what happened if all the glacier in the Himalaya are melted. I cannot imagine how people will live. You know, the Ganges River would feed millions of people depending on the glacier of the Himalaya. And if it melted all, then first of all we will have a lot of flood and then we will have drought, you know, and dryness afterward. because the water will not be distributed evenly like it has been done for, you know, centuries. The glacier is there to feed the Ganges water, and it melts slowly, slowly as per, you know, using. As the human use it, it will melt it out just evenly distributing day by day like this. But if it's all melted at one time, then cities will be drowned, people will die, and a flood will be everywhere, and then later we will have no water even, no reservoir anymore. So either way, either a lot of flood or drought, it's very dangerous for the people, especially the people who depends on the Ganges River and the glacier to survive. I'm really worried, but I just pray and hope that the people who are in power will do something. The only solution is vegetarian diet for everybody. And it's so easy to do. Not like we ask a lot. So we just have to do our best and be patient.
Yes, Ms. Master.
And pray for the best, huh?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.